On a largely party-line vote of 25 to 20, the House Agriculture Committee approved legislation Wednesday afternoon that makes it easier for U.S. farmers to potentially export to Cuba and lifts all restrictions on travel to the island nation. That was the controversial part that was really not under the jurisdiction of the House Ag Committee, and that was the big argument of the day between the Republicans and the Democrats. Chairman Colin Peterson, the Democratic chair of the House Ag Committee, called his Travel Restriction Reform and Export Enhancement Act a great opportunity to expand agricultural trade.
This bill will not end the U.S. embargo on Cuba and will not allow U.S. banks to extend credit to Cuba. It will simply allow U.S. agriculture exporters to offer their products for sale in Cuba in the same way that they do business with all of our other trading partners. And lifting the ban on travel to Cuba provides almost a quarter of the benefits for U.S. agriculture.
Ranking member Frank Lucas, 3rd District Congressman from Oklahoma, countered that the Cuban people need access to American food, but not vacationers.
We should continue to facilitate the shipment of food to Cuba, and streamlining that process is important. However, this bill goes beyond that aim and effectively, I believe, repeals the embargo. This committee should not be seeking to unilaterally overturn standing U.S. foreign policy that would only enrich dictators.
Repeated GOP attempts to strip the tourism provision from the bill were ruled out of order by Chairman Peterson, as were amendments that would have linked implementation to congressional passage of bilateral trade deals with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea, and a human rights improvement going on in Cuba, prompting the following exchange between Peterson and Texas Republican Mike Conaway.
We can't add provisions or take provisions away in an area that we have no jurisdiction. We can't do that.
Mr. Chairman, this is within your discretion to do this.
No, it's not in my discretion. That's the business of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Gentleman from Pennsylvania.
Mr. Chairman, reclaiming my time, Mr. Chairman. Wanting to drag this out just as long as we can.
Well, we have a vote.
I understand that.
We're all going to be coming back here, if we don't get this wrapped up. So,
I understand. It is within the discretion of the chair to move things like this, and I just think that it's a convenient use of the system to protect a particular position, and clearly lifting the agricultural issues are with all of us want to do that. But you've put some of us in a very difficult circumstance with this bill.
But Mr. Peterson's bill, backed by about 140 farm and business groups and more than 70 pro-democracy Cuban leaders, hit a snag when 7 Democrats joined with 17 Republicans to force a vote on a motion to send the bill to the floor without any recommendation, leaving the chairman in disbelief.
I'll recess the committee for 10 minutes.
When members returned, Peterson immediately clarified the meaning of the motion before them.
The vote is pass the bill with no recommendation, which
what does that mean?
It probably means that that's it.
That would be the final vote.
Not going anywhere. Yeah, that'd be the final thing, and the bill would be basically dead.
Would that mean the same thing as voting against the bill itself?
Yes, it would.
Surprisingly, the motion failed on a 42-3 vote that cleared the way for a final passage of the bill with a favorable recommendation nearly 3 hours after the markup began. Question now, will the Foreign Relations Committee in the House consider it as far as markup is concerned? Maybe, maybe not. Ms. Pelosi probably has the votes to get it passed through the full House. Its fate in the Senate, very uncertain. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.